Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Ayin Zayin, mitzvah 177, and that is the last mitzvah in this area of the Torah regarding Tumat Saras. We've discussed all the other halachas of Saras, the karbanas and the haircuts, and Tumat Saras of a guf, Tumat Saras of begadim, and today we discuss Tumat Saras of a house. Mitzvahs Inyan Tumas Ba'eshiye Bonega, and this is the last section of Saras in Parshas Mitzorah before we get into other issues of Tumah V'Tahara. The Torah tells us, Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron Limar, Hashem says to Moshe and to Aaron, Ki Savo'u el Eretz Kena'an, Asher ani nosein lachem, when you come into Eretz Canaan. So we already know this halacha only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The other halachas of Saras might not have, but this one does. We already discussed the Menachas Chinuch limits it also. But Tumas Begadim is Tumas Batim is for sure only in Eretz Yisrael. V'nasati negat Saras befeitz Eretz Achuz Askem, and I will place negat Saras in your houses. We'll get back to the lashon of v'nasati. Uba shalo abayis v'higid lakoin laimor, and the one who has the house comes to the Kohen and says, Kinega nearly babayis. Every word in these psukim are darshan by Chazal, as we'll see. The one who has a bayis, who keeps a bayis to himself, says, Kinega. We'll get back to Kinega. Vitziva Kohen. Fino as a bayis. After going through certain details, the Kohen looks at it and takes apart that area of the house. Or before that, Ophina's advice, first you empty out the house, Beterim, before the Kohen looks at it, we'll get to why. After everything is emptied out, then the Kohen comes into the house to see. And he sees, he looks, is there Yirak Rak or Adam Dam? Very green, very red. Those are the simanim of Tumah, and there's different processes that the Kohen first just scrapes out that area, and then he comes back after a week. Did it get bigger? Did it get smaller? Did it stay the same? He might keep it another week. Ultimately, if there is Tumas Saras that is declared, so then the house has to be destroyed. That is the halacha, and then karbanas are brought again. Certain karbanas are brought for the Saras. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we discussed this a couple of days ago when we discussed Tumas Begadim, the three halachas that might not ever have occurred. One opinion says on Sanhedrin 9 Aleph, Ben Sorer, Morer, Lohay of Loasilios, Balamanechlev, Josh, Vekabal, Schar, Ben Sorer, Morer is one of them. The other one is Irhani Dachas, Lohay of Loasilios, Balamanechlev, Josh, Vekabal, Schar, and finally the third one, Bayez Hamenuga, Lohay of Loasilios, Balamanechlev, Josh, Vekibel, Schar. But each one in the Gemara has another opinion that says, no, I saw it. I was at the kever of a Ben Sorer, Morer. I saw it. So there are opinions, Machlokas, whether they took place or not. Either way, for sure, according to that other Manda Amar, that it never took place. This is the only way we can be Mekayed this one of the 613, right here, by learning about it. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch, L'tamei Bayis Menuga. The mitzvah is to have the Bayis HaMenuga be Tamei. Klomar, Shena'aseh B'Bayis Sheyibot Saras, K'mishpat HaKasu B'Parsha. So we act with a house that has Saras, according to what it says in the Torah. K'mo Shenemar, Uva Asher Lo HaBayis V'Chulu, K'mo Shekotzav Sham, as the Pasuk Sukkim say that we just read, V'Shenachzik B'Shenichnas L'Bayis, and also someone who goes into the house also is Tamei. Whoever goes into the house, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, that this is the only other type of Tumas Ohel. It's not exactly the same halachas, but it's a similar, in certain ways, it's a Tumas Ohel that Saras has and that Mace has. The Minchas Chinuch notes that you have to walk in the normal way. The Minchas Chinuch all the way at the end in Os Chaf notes that a person is only Tamei Mishum Ohel if he walks into the house straight. He walks like normally. He walks in, right when he walks in, and most of his body is in the house, he's Tamei. If he walks in backwards, so then, even if only his nose is out, still, he is still Tahar, because it's not called Bi, it says Ba. It says Ba, he comes into the house. If his whole body's in the house, then even if he walked in backwards, then he's Tamei, because then you go by the result, you don't go by the action of Bi, he's already in. So it doesn't matter how he got in. Okay, so that is the halachas of the definition of the mitzvah. U'mitzvah zu kololas kol inyanei tumas habayis. This mitzvah includes all elements of this, of the, all aspects of the halacha. Eizet sarachesker, o harisa, which needs to be closed up again for another week, which needs to be destroyed. Biksas akiro, some of the walls, o bakulan, or all of them. Vizeh ha'inyan shal saras ha'hove ba'avanim, shamati she'inene derech tivi. I've heard, says the Chinuch, not surprisingly, this is not something natural. Aval hu inyan mofti. It's wondrous and miraculous. Yavo lif amim lebate Yisrael lahokicham, that comes to Jewish houses to give them mussar. As we mentioned, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but not only that, it does not apply to non-Jews' houses. Non-Jews' houses, that says Mefurish, the Menachas Chinuch also emphasizes this. It does not apply to non-Jewish houses. And Os Yud, Gam Ein Bate Hagoyim Etamin B'Degam Be'Eretz Yisrael. Even if it's in Eretz Yisrael, houses of non-Jews do not contract Tumah. The Sefer Chinuch really got this from the Rambam, the language of Dvar Mofti, the end of Hilchos Tumah Saras. Saras Hu Shem Ha'amur B'Shutfis Kolel Yonim Harbei Shein Domim Zelazet. Saras is called any types of saras. Houses, people, clothing, all different types. And even on a person, there's different types of saras, as we mentioned, where the beard is, where the head is, the rest of the body, says the Rambam. V'zeo ashini ha'amur bibegadim ubebatim, shekara oto toret saras, b'shutfis Hashem. It calls it the same thing that it calls the saras that goes onto a goof of a person. Eino mimin hago shel olam, ela os upele, haya b'Yisrael kadei lahashiran milashon hara. To warn them about Lashon Hara. Shamasaper b'Lashon Hara mishtanos kiras beso. That's what happens to your walls. If you do tshuva, fine. If not, then it goes to your clothing. And if not, it even goes to a person's own guf. Right? So that's he gets this from the Rambam. That this is a davar mofes. Ki, what's the purpose of it? Number one, ki ma'avas Hashem mosam yodiyam musaro b'mashu chutz l'gufam. K'di shi'aksu b'tshuva term yischaivu la'anosh osam b'gufam. So number one, hashkava behind the mitzvah is, again, to give a person a message before it gets too serious. Hashem starts out further away, by the house, and then the guf, and then the body, and then the b'gadim, and then the body. So number one message behind this mitzvah is that Hashem's giving us Musar. But then we have the second chazal, which we know from Rashi. Rashi already quotes on the pasuk. Why does it say vinasati? You would think that, you know, onshim, if this is a punishment, it's not a vinasati, I will give it. Giving it sounds like it's a present. So Rashi quotes, Bisorahi lahem. It's an announcement. It's a good besora. Sha'anigaim ba'im aleihem lafi shehitminu amoriim matmonio shel zahav b'kiros batehem. The amoriim hid treasures of gold in their house. Kol arboim shana sheyisol b'midbar. Va'idei nega notetz abayis umotzan. Right? And through the nega, you'll find the treasures that they hid in the walls of their house. That's what the chinuch here says. Now let's read it in the chinuch. Ki b'tchila keshekavshu ha'aretz hevi Hashem k'sas batim negat saras l'tovasam. So that they'll find it. Why didn't a Navi just tell them? You have treasure in your house. You had to do it in this backwards way. Adam. Derech Seser. Hashem doesn't want to do Nisim like that to tell the Navi. It'll happen to you. So he'll do a lesser of an ace. It's also an ace. Number one. Interestingly, in the Otras HaTorah, pointed out that this is an Onesh. This is an onesh, and yet still we say that comes to it's giving you a present. So says the Aruch HaShulchan in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, yes, kach yimidaso shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu may ahavaso es banav av kimi yasra biyisurim kashim because makom ein kavanaso shiyis yasru chalila el achzir lemutav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu always tempers. Right, he's giving us an onesh, but he wants to give good to us too, because ultimately everything is for the good, and therefore, as Shimshon said, me'az yatsa matok, from something brazen and something sharp, sweet will go out. That's the besora tova, even in the besora ra'a. So we have two ideas. Number one, to give us musar about Lashon Hara, and number two, so that we can find the treasures. There's a third idea. It's quoted in a Zohar. Rav Pinkas quotes it here, and others. I'll read it from Rav Pinkas. Rav Pinkas says that, in his own words, v'inei kananiim ovdi avodazara hayu v'ayu bonim binyanein lavodazara. The kananiim, the amoriim, they built their houses l'shem avodazara. Just like, in contrast, that we know that we built the mishkan l'shem mishkan, and the Medrash discusses that the women who sewed the threads and made the curtains for the mishkan, every step of the way they did l'shma, zela mikdash, zela mishkan, zela paroches, kadesh tishresh akdush al yadan. That brings the ashras hashchina when we have so much l'shma in the creation of something. That's why in the creation of halachic chefsis, when we have tefillin, when we have tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem tefillin, l'shem Hashem. Whenever we create anything, so they created their houses betumah l'shem avodah zarah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to figure out a way where we would be able to rebuild the houses, l'shma, l'shem kedusha v'tahara. So that's what it is. But that got sarasa, yaharsim es binyanim shalaitzim. So according to this, it's not really a punishment, unless Hashem chose, you gotta work it out, along with the other answers. But this is a separate one. They, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in a certain way, so you could at least break down the house in certain, to certain levels, so that when you rebuild it, l'shma, it'll have kedusha, and it will be a makom kadosh in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why, whenever we build anything, says Rav Pinkus, mi shebona bayis, ki shemaskil livnoso, alav askir befiv shebonoso alavodas Hashem. It's gotta be siyata d'shmaya l'shem shemayim. And somebody has a house already, so he says the way to do it is to burn it through fire. That's the Eisha Torah. The Eisha Torah, if somebody learns and focuses on Torah, the beginning of one's having a possession, that itself is makandeshid and imbues it with kedusha v'tahara. If this is true, says the Shemin HaTov, one final point over here, so if you think about it, there's two elements happening if you put some of these reasons together by Tumas Bayis. On the one hand, it's the removal of the Tumah, of Tumas Ha'amim and the Tumas Ha'morim, but on the other hand, it's giving a Hakdasha. It's being Makdash. And he says that really applied not only to the houses, but all of Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael. It was removed, and there was a Hasaras HaTumah, and there was a Knesset HaKedusha. He says, that's even beautifully. We never thought about this. But we say in davening every morning, the Charosi Mulabris, there's two Laseses in that phrase. Lases is Erez HaKanani, and then at the end, Lases Lazaro. Why Lases twice? Explains the Shemin HaTov and Chelek Hey of the Shemin HaTov. Why is it doubles? He quotes the Sfasemes. Nesina Achas Sheyatza Miyad HaKanani, V'Nesina Shnia Shetikanis Lios Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't automatically. It's no longer to the Moriah, but you needed a Knisa L'Kedusha, Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael. And he said, that's what we say also in Halal HaGadol. V'nasan arsan l'nachala, kili l'm chasto, nachla l'Yisrael avdo. So it's both. It's two stages of removing it and being ready to give it to us, and also giving it to us and making it Eretz Yisrael. So that's the two stages of Eretz Yisrael in general. The removal of the Tumah and the bringing in the Kedusha, but specifically of Nigei Batim, as we have here. Remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago, this is the sheet of the Rambam, as well, that the Chiddush is copying all three Tumas, Sara'as, are counted separately. Three separate mitzvahs, Nigei Guf, Nigei Begadim, and Nigei Batim, and we mentioned the mitzvahs HaMelech, who discusses from based on Reb Chaim, that maybe in Lundis, it's three different types of Tumah. Tumas Bayis, the one that we're focusing on today, it's not that it was Makabel Tumah from anything, but it just was declared a Bayis HaMenuga. Once something is declared a Bayis HaMenuga, it's that Memela, it is an Avatumah. It's like Nevela. Nevela didn't get Tame from anybody, but right when it is Nevela, that's a Metzius. If it is Nevela, so then it has a Tumah. That's what we mentioned that Reb Chaim answered when somebody asked him, how could you make a mikvah in any house in Eretz Yisrael? Every house is Mekabel Tumah. Every house is Mekabel Tumah, because you could become Tumas Tegom in Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Chaim answered, no. It's not no house is Mekabel Tumah. Tumas bias of Mitzora wasn't Mekabel Tumah from anybody. It's declared. It's declared. Similar to Mishkav Hazav, which Be'ez Hashem will discuss more in the next mitzvah. There are some items that are created and now in reality, but it is not Mekabel Tumah from anybody. Okay, let's continue a little bit with some of the halachos. Midini mitzvah. Masha Amru Zacharnam Lavracha, Shashir Nigei Batim Gishne Grisim. Zebet Sadzeh, Vishlosha Simani Tumah Babai. So the shear is two grisim, little shear. And what are the simanim? Three simanim of Tumah. Yurakrak Adam Damu Pishayon. Very green, very red, and spreading. As we'll get to, hopefully, if there's time, going through the Minchas Chinuch to what the exact process is of Tumas Saras. Let's see. Ukishayir Nega Babayis, but continues the Chinuch. When somebody's at home, and all of a sudden they see a Nega on their house. Afilu Chacham Shayodeashu Nega. Even if it's a big time Lachacham, who knows Meseches and going backwards. Lo yigzar v'yomer nega nirali. He should not say to the Kohen, there's a nega in my house. You got to come declare it. Ella kinega. Kinega, right? That's what the Pasuk says. Kinega nirali babayis. That's what a person says. And that's what Rashi, that's what the Mishnah says in Negoim Yud Beis Hey. Rashi quotes it on the Torah, and this is what the Chinuch quotes. Ki la Kohen nitan l'tamei l'tar negoim v'lo l'adamacher. Only the Kohen declares it, not a person, the owner himself. And therefore, he should always say, Kinega, says Rav Yeruchim. Isn't it interesting? Says Rav Yeruchim, it doesn't really matter. he doesn't do it. You're right. Even if he's a Yisrael, he tells the Kohen, so what, he says nega. It still doesn't do anything. But Armi Rason, kinega o nega, in kol nafkamina lemaisa. Makes no difference. Ela lahoris derech eretz baba dibro shaladam. Tishir es derech eretz. That we should always say things, if it's, unless it's a answer to a shayla, when we have to be clear, but it's we could be, as it says in Brachas Daf Dalet, Lamed Lashon Cha Lomar Eini Yodea. We should always be, I'm not sure, I don't know. So that's what we could always say that. The Gemara says in Bamatzia Chav Gimel, on the bottom of Amid Beis, that there are three areas in which the Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie. Three areas. And if he lies in only these three areas and no other areas, then we know that he is a Talmud Chacham and you could turn Avedis to him with Tfias Ayin. That is the Gemara. So one of the three areas, the Gemara says the last line of Chav Gimel Abbeis, Bahani Tlas Mili Adidi Rabbani the Mishani Bimalayu. First one is Bimeseches. Bimeseches, Rashi explains. Even if a Talmud Chacham knows the Mesechta, they say, yeah, you know this Mesechta? Yeah, I know. Okay, it's okay. I've been through it. Yes, I know it. Cold, right? No, that's not. That's, he's allowed to lie in that regard. The avagav shesturi hilo yomar lo lav umidas anavahi. That's exactly what's going on here. Lamei lashon cholomer eni yodea. The two areas there also that one is allowed to lie in. So lamei lashoncha. That's what we have to do. That the Rav Sternbach also has another note on the pasuk because the pasuk says uba asher lo habayis vehigila koin lemar kanega nira li babayis. Chazal already darshu uba asher lo habayis. The part of the reason why Tumat Saras comes is because a person is stingy. It's what's called Saras Ayin, as we've discussed in the past couple of days. So, Barsha Lo Habayis, somebody who thinks the bias is his, Lo Habayis, he has to come tell the Kohen, Kinega Nirali Babayis. It's going to end up that he's going to get the lesson of realizing that not everything is his. It's a bias. It's not bias Shalcha, it's a bias. And that's what the pasuk is alluding to in this hint. Ki kvar yavid v'yedesh e'ena bayis beso v'lashav batach b'ruchusho. Right, only trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not anyone else. Okay, continuing, says the chinuch, v'ena beis ofel metami benega, a dark house cannot be metami benegoyim. Levi she'en poschem bo chalonos, loros bo nega, one needs natural light to see negoyim. And even if one has a candle, that doesn't give the true ultimate light that we need, so therefore, in a dark house without windows, it's not matami b'negoyim, period. V'chein ein abayis matami b'nega achibo arba amos al arba amos al yoser. Also, it's got to be a halachic house, which is at least 4x4 amos. She'ein kari bayis b'pachas b'kan. It's not called a house less than that. And the Torah says bayis, the Gemara in Sukkah Dav Gimel, quotes a brisa that talks all about the halachas of things that need houses. Hilchas mezuzah, hilchas ma'akeh, hilchas bayis ha-menugah right here. So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch Anos Gimel, the Rambam says in hilchas mezuzah that it doesn't need to be 4x4 exactly. You could have the same area. Let's say it's 2x20. No, the same area of 4x4, that would be good enough as well. But the Minchas Chinuch says, the Rambam does not say that explicitly by any other halachas. By our case, by Tumas Ma'amaga, and by Ma'ake, and by Chozer Me'orchei HaMelchama, and Erev Chatzeris, and Hilchas Shabbos, all the others. So he's not sure. He says, is it a special din by mezuzah, that it does not have to be exactly 4x4, or do we say Hua Din by other places as well? So he's not sure about that. If it doesn't have these corners, though, the Minchas Chinuch in the next paragraph points out, based on the Mishnah, if a house is round or only has three corners or five corners, it's not mitami benegoyim. That is the Gzeiras HaKasev, only a house that has four corners. Okay, moving right along. Continuing in the next paragraph of the Chinuch, the next page, for Yerushalayim b'chutz la'aretz gam kein ein b'hem tin tumas batim. In Yerushalayim, you can't have a bayis ha-menuga. And chutz la'aretz, you can't have a bayis ha-menuga. Shene emar bebeis eretz achuzaschem. In a house, in your achuza. For chutz la'aretz ain't achuza. Chutz la'aretz is not an achuza. That's not split up to shvatim. For Yerushalayim, gam kein l'mizchak l'shvatim. Yerushalayim also is not split up to shvatim. Is that so, Pashit? That we've discussed in the past. There's a Tosfos in Yuma that discusses this. Rav Schechter in Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Lamed has a whole article about Yerushalayim lo nizchak l'shvatim, where he discusses this Tosfos and a thought from that he suggests that maybe there are two dinim, because on the one hand, the Gemara says Yerushalayim lo nizchak l'shvatim. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Zvachim that we know that the southeast side of the Mizbeach did not have a base, a wraparound. Why? Because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin, not in Yehuda. And that was the border right there, so it didn't have a wraparound. So Shaila Tosfos asks, is, what do you mean? I thought Yerushalayim lo nizchak l'shvatim. So Rav Schechter explains in Siman Lamed that there are two types of chalukah. There's the chalukah dini mamonis, and there's the chalukah visa v'heter. There's the chalukah of kedushas haaretz, which had to be split up, because until the land was totally split up, so the whole land didn't have kedusha until the whole land was split up. Mashenki regarding dini mamonis, then you could say lo yushalayim lonis chalukah l'shvatim. So it answers many questions there in Siman Lamed relating to this issue. But at least for Hilchas Nega'im, we say there is no Tumas Nega'im in Yerushalayim. Continuing, it applies to men or a house of a man or a woman. And whenever there is Ludavar, whenever Kohanim know the halachas, and if somebody does not, if somebody's in the position to fulfill this mitzvah and to keep the halachas and does not, they're Mavatel the Asay. Just one or two more other halachas to mention, and that is, first of all, we mentioned that the halacha is that before a kohen declares it as tameh, the whole house is emptied. Why does the whole house have to be emptied? So Rashi quotes Chazal, because once everything becomes tameh, so then you don't want things to become tameh. Ah, you can put everything in the mikvah. No, there's one thing that won't go into a mikvah, and that is the klicheres. The klicheres cannot be put into a mikvah to be tovelt, and that's what you see. The Torah is chas on Mamonos Yisrael. This is one of the sources for that concept, because the Torah is chas even on just the earthenware little kalim of a person. I saw in Rabbi Pliskin's Growth Through Torah, he quotes this Rashi, and he says in Yonah Diyoma, says that the stipler once went into a store looking for a lulav and esrog, and he looked around at all the lulavim, and he didn't find one. He didn't find one that he likes. He went out of the store without anything, and then quickly he ran back in. He found one. He bought one, and then he left. And they said, "Rebbe, what's going on?" He says, "Well, I went in a lot of kosher ones. I didn't find one that I wanted, so I left. But then I thought, if I go in there and don't buy something, then people are going to think, oh, this stipler didn't find anything he liked. This guy's going to go out of business. He's not going to be able to sell another lulav. So I went in there and Dafka bought one." Because he was makpid on the mamon shel acherim, right? That's just like the Torah. You learned this halacha from Tumas Tzara'as. There is one other halacha to mention. Okay, there's a lot more, but just one other to mention in Minchas Chinuch in Oz Tes, he notes that when a kohen declares it as a bayis hamenuga, he has to go outside the house first. He can't stand inside the house, and he can't go. He's not supposed to go all the way back to his own house. He stands right outside the house and declares it as a bayis hamenuga. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud learns from here the concept of chazaka. Chazaka, meaning once something occurs, you assume that is still the case. The coin walks out of the house. Maybe it got smaller since the coin walked down in the last few seconds. We don't assume that. We say chazaka. That's what it was 10 seconds ago. So we assume it hasn't gotten smaller and still, one is able to assume that it's still there, and it's vaday tame. Tosfos there discusses what you need the whole chazaka for. Maybe it's based on the concept of safek tuma berushas hayachid tame. So Tosfos says, no, maybe we're talking about a house which has a zillion people in it, so it's a rishus harabim. Okay, either way, but that's an important, this mitzvah is an important source for the concept of chazaka. Again, there's other issues here about minchas chenach. Maybe just to end with this, in os chaf, it's an important for in general. In Dibur Maskil V'ilulei, the Minchas Chinuch suggests that all the halachas about when somebody walks into a house, their clothing is not tameh until they're in the house for a certain amount of time. So he suggests that maybe that only applies to your outer clothing. But your undergarments are batel to your guf, and they're tameh just as soon as the person is tameh. Interestingly, he says, I'm scared to say it because I never saw it anywhere, but that's his suggestion to be mechalik between garments worn over and garments worn next to the skin. But he says at the end, adain lo hechnastiv l'kur habachina. I didn't really test this out totally, but that's his interesting suggestion that he mentions. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody have a good day.